This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram is underway in the Lok Sabha. The song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875 and was adopted as the national song by the Constituent Assembly of India on the 24th of January 1950. Initiating the discussion in the Lok Sabha today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The mantra of Vande Mataram gave the strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement." He said, "Remembering the sacred Vande Mataram today is a great privilege for all the members of this house and the countrymen." Mr. Modi said that 150 years of Vande Mataram is an opportunity to re-establish that great chapter and the glory. The Prime Minister said, "Vande Mataram is the force that drives the people to achieve the dreams that the freedom fighters had envisioned."
भारत हर चुनौतियों को पार करने में सामर्थ्य है। वंदे मातरम के भाव की वो ताकत है। वंदे मातरम ये सिर्फ गीत या भावगीत नहीं, ये हमारे लिए प्रेरणा है। राष्ट्र के प्रति कर्तव्यों के लिए हमें जगजोड़ने वाला काम है और इसलिए हमें निरंतर इसको करते रहना होगा। हम आत्मनिर्भर भारत का सपना लेकर के चल रहे हैं, इसको पूरा कर रहा है।
The Prime Minister said, "When Vande Mataram celebrated its 100th anniversary, the country was shaken by the emergency." Speaking during the debate, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Vande Mataram is complete in itself, but attempts were made to make it incomplete." Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said, "Several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement." Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, TMC MP Kakoli Ghosh Dastidar, Devesh Chandra Thakur of JDU, Dr. Bhai Reddy Shabri of TDP, Srirang Barne of Shiv Sena also spoke during the discussion. Earlier, announcing the initiation of the discussion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, "The national song offered light and hope during difficult times as India fought off colonial oppression." Parliament has passed the Health Securities and National Security Cess Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving and returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The bill proposes to levy a cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. Replying on the debate on the bill in the upper house, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The cess offers a feasible mechanism to strengthen citizens' health and the country's military preparedness." Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today said that IndiGo is solely responsible for the recent air crisis and has failed in its duties. Talking exclusively to DD News, Mr. Naidu said that IndiGo's mismanagement of its internal crew and pilot utilization is to be blamed for the recent disruptions and flight cancellations, not the flight duty time limitations, that is FDTL guidelines. He declared that the government is under no pressure by them and has always treated every airline with equal stead. He further clarified that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, that is DGCA, had already received necessary compliance by the airline. It even held a clarification meeting on the guidelines where IndiGo did not raise any objections. Mr. Naidu mentioned that the DGCA is currently examining IndiGo's response to its show cause notice and strict action will be taken, keeping in mind the response and the inconvenience caused to the passengers. He announced that the government is planning to curtail IndiGo's operations by bringing down its 2,200 total routes, and Mr. Naidu informed that the situation will completely normalize from Wednesday. India has welcomed the steps taken by the UK government to sanction anti-India extremist entities aimed towards strengthening the global fight against terrorism and extremism. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "Such individuals and entities pose a threat not just to India and the UK, but to people across the world." On Indian nationals travelling to China, Mr. Jaiswal called for respecting the regulations governing international air travel by the Chinese side. In shooting, India concluded its ISSF World Cup final campaign today with 6 medals, including 2 golds in Losail, Qatar. Simranpreet Kaur Barar won gold in the women's 25-meter pistol and Suruchi Fogart took gold in the women's 10-meter air pistol. And that is the end of this news bulletin.